Yo, what is up, everyone? We're back here with the podcast. Yes, your boy Cooper's back, and let's get right into it right now. Yo, we're talking about world zones today, and you know, we're going to talk about five positives and five negatives. Let's get right into it. Number one, we got a positive: gunpowder. Gunpowder originated in China and was used for many things. Chinese chemists thought that gunpowder was a potion for unlimited life, but actually, it ended up as a potion of death. Gunpowder is a black chemical that is explosive. It was used for firepower such as cannons and fireworks. People still use gunpowder today in every firearm that is made. People use it for hunting and fighting wars. Now this one here has some controversy: overpopulation. It's good and bad. Overpopulation started in Eurasia when agriculture struck the earth. When people started to farm, the population grew substantially. The farms and villages got bigger, so people decided that they needed more workers. And what do you know when you need more people? Boom, you make more people. Overpopulation can also be a bad thing as well. When more and more people started to grow, there wasn't enough room for everyone to live, so people decided to split up and go make their own farms, and when people did this, over time, there wasn't enough room for everyone, so there wasn't enough resources for everyone to live. Overpopulation is when there are too many people in a certain place that it can handle. Overpopulation is still happening today. The population grew from about 1 billion people in 1804 to 7.5 billion right now. Spices. Gotta love them. One of our best spices that had came to this world was black pepper. It originated in India and later spread throughout the world. People had came across this bush that had this berry that they decided it was hot, and they decided to use it on meats. People use pepper all the time now these days, and we put it on a bunch of stuff, such as meat and some various desserts in certain places. Disease was a bad thing that really struck in this time period. Smallpox was a deadly disease, and it was in Egypt and Asia. Smallpox was first enabled from mummified remains, then it spread quickly through everyone and killed lots. Smallpox is a disease that will kill you. Your skin will rash and grow blisters that will scar, you vomit, and have headaches. Smallpox is still around today, but is not as common as other diseases as it was back in the ancient times. Slavery was also another bad one. Slavery started in Europe in the 15th century. Europe started to go to Africa and grab people back and to help them out. They treated them cruelly, and they didn't live too long. So they kept going back to Africa, and suddenly, the population dramatically decreased. This demolished Africa, but helped Europe get wealthy. Slavery is still taking people out of their homes and make them do work for nothing except to help people who own them. Slavery was abolished in 1865, so we don't have that no more. The Age of Exploration. The Age of Exploration started in Europe in the 15th century. Modern advances in European technology made the Age of Exploration. Without ship advances and the compass from China, they could not have traveled to different places to trade with. Age of Exploration is when the Europeans started to travel and trading started to become huge. The lasting implications of the Age of Exploration were trading with other countries to get other goods and growing the population to help build and maintain plantations. The Columbian Exchange. This one is also a good and a bad one. The Columbia Exchange started in Europe and traveled along the ocean. The Europeans decided that they needed to discover new land and different things that are on this planet. When the ship would stop at different places such as the Americas, Australia, and Africa, they would bring diseases with them. This decimated people's population up to 90%, but they also discovered new things and brought them to their home. Thank you so much for listening on today's broadcast, 1-17-2019. Cooper out.